Kicking off our sports today, talking high school basketball from yesterday. The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears were at Cedar Ridge last night for a late season matchup with the Timberwolves. The Lady Bears were able to come out on top 66-47, while the boys struggled to catch up 72-51. ECNN's Mike Robertson was there.
Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears split a pair of conference games at Cedar Ridge on Thursday evening. The girls win 66-47. Lady Bears led by Molly Corbett with 19. Braylon Washam and Bethany Robbins each had 15. In the boys' game, it was all Cedar Ridge as they cruised to a 72-51 win over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears had two players score in double figures, led by Richard Gatewood with 17, and Colton Boddy had 13. I'm Mike Robertson with Bears Basketball here on the Ecom Sports Network.
Other games around the region yesterday consisted of, in boys basketball, it was Alton beating Koshkonong 75-58. Kabul beat Dora 71-64. Van Buren beat Neelyville 85-73. Summersville beat Lesterville 57-45. Emmett's beat Bismarck 53-47. Highland beat Westside Jonesboro 57-30. Calico Rock beat Norfolk 57-30. And Newport beat Hoxie 62-29. And in girls basketball yesterday, it was the Thayer Lady Bobcats beating Salem 57-39. They were led by Riley Davis with 27. Willow Springs beat Ava 60-42. Hartville beat Dora 39-28. Bunker beat Licking 51-26. Mountain Grove beat Kabul 60-24. Donovan got a win over Dexter 71-23. Highland beat Westside Jonesboro 53-44. Norfolk beat Calico Rock 51-44. Pocahontas beat Blytheville 63-55. And Walnut Ridge got a win over Rivercrest 69-47. And today in high school basketball, it'll be Thayer at Willow. That game on K-Country 95. West Plains hosts Rolla on 100.9 The Train. Alton is at Winona. Mammoth Spring is at Tuckerman. Liberty is at Ava. Salem, Missouri is at Kabul. Bakersfield is at Couch. Lesterville will travel to Eminence. Looks like Gainesville hosts Norwood. Koshkonong hosts Fordland. Mountain Grove hosts Houston. Batesville is at Valley View. Summersville plays Van Buren in the Big Spring Conference Tournament. Viola hosts Cotter. Calico Rock is at Concord. Salem, Arkansas is at Flippin. Mountain Home hosts Russellville. Walnut Ridge is at Rivercrest. Hoxie hosts Harrisburg. Pocahontas hosts Blytheville. Melbourne is at Mountain View, Arkansas. Maynard is at Marktree. And Cave City is at Yellville Summit. In girls basketball today, it'll be the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears hosting Tuckerman. Alton is at Van Buren. Koshkonong hosts Fordland. Bakersfield is at Couch. Melbourne is at Mountain View, Arkansas. Viola hosts Cotter. Maynard is at Marktree. Mountain Home is at Russellville. Cave City will travel to Yellville Summit. Salem, Arkansas is at Flippin. And Batesville is at Valley View. Talking about some college basketball here, yesterday in the women's division, it was Missouri beating Arkansas 87-82. This Saturday in men's basketball, it'll be number 21 Arkansas at Mississippi State. Arkansas State will host Bowling Green. Missouri is at South Carolina. Missouri State is at Liberty. And MSU West Plains will be ready to host Three Rivers. Talking about some Arkansas State news here, a former Arkansas State Red Wolf standout is set to compete on the international stage. Liam Hicks has been selected to Canada's 30-man roster for the World Baseball Classic, which begins March 6th. Hicks is coming off a rookie season with the Miami Marlins, where he hit .247 with 6 home runs and 45 RBIs. The Arkansas State alumni showed versatility in the lineup, appearing at catcher, first base, and DH. The Canadian native was originally drafted by the Texas Rangers in the ninth round of the 2021 MLB draft and remains a top 10 hitter in Arkansas State history with a career average of .340. Canada will compete in Pool A alongside Puerto Rico, Colombia, Cuba, and Panama. The top two teams from each pool will advance to the quarterfinals. And to wrap up our sports today, talking about the NFL this Sunday. This Sunday, the NFL season comes to a close as the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots meet up in the Super Bowl. Seattle enters the game after a strong playoff run powered by a balanced offense and tough defense. The Patriots returned to the championship stage behind steady quarterback play and a disciplined physical style. The matchup also marks a rematch of the dramatic Super Bowl meeting more than a decade ago, adding extra excitement to this year's showdown. Kickoff is set for Sunday evening, with millions expected to tune in for football's biggest night, featuring championship action, star-studded commercials, and a highly anticipated halftime show. The winner will lift the Lombardi Trophy and be crowned Super Bowl champion.